God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. It's amazing how little it takes to make us happy and how little it takes to make us sad. We have a sunny day, we have ice cream, we have a little free time, some good news, and we're on top of the world. All we have is the ice cream to melt and the news to be bad and the rain clouds to come in, and instantly our entire demeanor has changed. What doesn't change is God. And stability comes from being in the right relationship to God. God's people are not right with Him, and so they were wishing for the wrong things. In Amos chapter 6, verse 1, the Bible says, "Woe to them that are at ease in Zion and trust in the mountain of Samaria." In other words, they were trusting God's people, were trusting themselves. Israel was trusting in their own might, and they were at ease. They were complacent. They were putting far away the evil day and in turn causing the seed of violence to come near, as verse 3 says. They hadn't grieved for their sin and for the affliction of God's own people. And because of that, they had put themselves in a bad position. They had put themselves in a dangerous position. They were taking joy in things that are fine, but really didn't make a difference at the end of the day because it was short-lived. It was without regard to God. You know, we can do the same thing today. We can find joy in things that are good. The Bible says God has given us richly all things to enjoy, while forgetting God and realizing that these small joys are nothing if we're living at odds with God. In other words, we find joy in things that amount to nothing if we can be complacent while God's judgment is near. Verse 13 puts it this way, ye which rejoice in a thing of naught, that is of nothing, which say, have we not taken to us horns by our own strength? Aren't we doing fine? Aren't we doing dandy? We've got ice cream and a sunny day. Aren't things wonderful? No, they're not. It's finding joy in things that instead of being a bonus, the cherry on top, they're things that are all we have. We find joy in things that amount to nothing. And those things amount to nothing if we find joy while being oblivious to the holiness of God, the righteousness of God, and the fact that God will set things straight, that God is judge in this world.